Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment tax or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, folks, the website key, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, but it lets you pre-register. I tell you that every morning for the fantastic events and webinars that take place. We'll find out what's happening a little bit later on. The Dow finished in pretty good shape yesterday, up about 236, and the futures kind of steady right now. It was down a few points, even now. So we'll take a look at the entire picture here on your Thursday as we begin the day with the great Craig Ferrantino, Craig James Financial. Sir, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Jay. Very good, thank you. Very good. All right, yes, U.S. stocks rose, as you said, staging a rebound as the investors try to really gauge the strength of the economic recovery. That's what we're doing here on a daily basis. It's best day since the end of August. The energy was popping very well, which was good, top-performing sector, financials, industrials, all outperforming. And consumer sectors like utilities, utility companies, consumer staples sort of lagged. The 10-year treasury at a 1.3%. You know, we went from like a 1.24 to a 1.37 on the 10-year, and we're settling in the middle at 1.3%. We're going to get some readings today, really important readings. We get the retail sales at 8:30, retail sales excluding auto and gas. And all eyes are on the initial jobless claims and continuing claims. All come out with about an hour and 6 minutes from now, so we're very excited about that. Also business inventories, long-term TIC flows. And there is no notable earnings. I know that the president has a speech at 1:45. Talking about bringing down the costs and ensure that the backbone of the country, the middle class, can finally get a break, end quote, from their press release, which may have something to do with the markets. So they're trading very neutral, almost five, Dow futures down 10 points as we speak. So that's the backdrop here. We got some economic news. The president's coming before the sticks. Curious, last time he did it, it was some very, very bad economic news. I wonder if he knows anything in advance. In terms of some, you know, local things like this, the gossip, Robin Hood is going to pay people now. They're looking for college students to do a trade. And so they're going to talk to their generation or the people that they based it on. They went public, and now they're a little floundering. So they have to do something to show that they're relevant. Who knows? One day they could just be taken out by Merrill Lynch or somebody. I don't know. I'm just talking here. But when they become of size, they can be taken out by somebody else very easily. We have some other news in terms of we talked about Canadian Pacific taking over Kansas City Southern. That's a $27 billion deal. So that's exciting for those. If you have any of these transportation stocks, transportation's been on a little bit of a tear. And as we're coming back, we still have container ships stuck. It's taking some suppliers months to get their supplies, which is holding the economy back a little bit. We are looking at also the people who are really are interested. Car prices are about to soar again. So everybody eventually starts to look for a car, and the car prices are saying it's based on and with aside from supply chain, aside from chips. They're going to be talking about Hurricane Ida, which has held a lot of those ships and things like that at port on the south of us. So very, very important hit to us. When you look again, just taking a quick look at the what's being said, just listening to the top news stories here, you hear things about, you know, without talking political, something about a general, I think his name is Milley, and getting some other things about some protests this weekend, big talk. I want to put it into perspective that that's noise. We're getting a lot of noise, and it's kind of sad because We have $3.5 trillion plus the $1.25 trillion, which was already agreed to but not put through because they're working on the $3.5 trillion. Almost at $5 trillion. And to put it in perspective, and I think your listeners need to know, there's a lot of noise out there, but the big news is that the amount the United States spends as a country per year is about $5 trillion. So we're pushing through another $5 trillion without a lot of discussion as to what is in these, intel or... So if you could take your mind off of that, and when there's money around, even if you took 1% of a $5 trillion budget and said, I'm going to use this in marketing, I'm going to give some money to all the big media players, the Warner Media Group, CNN, I don't know, whatever. And that's still, what is 1% of $5 trillion? It's $50 billion. It's $50 billion advertising budget to a major television company. Huge money. That's huge. I'm not saying that that's happening, but we're talking about even if you were just running a business and you spent more than 1% on marketing, I would think those are big numbers. So we're not getting, it's just a lot of noise, but the big thing is this $5 trillion going through. So there's going to be a lot of little distractions here. One of the distractions, so you're non-distraction radio. That's what we're saying, Jay. You're non-distraction radio. That's what we like about it. So at Craig James Financial, we're putting on a webinar for tonight, 7 o'clock to 7:30. And tonight we're going to be talking about how the Biden tax plan could affect small businesses. And as you know, Congress, again, is negotiating $3.5 trillion. If you or your family, if you know somebody who operates a small business, they want to come on the webinar tonight. These changes can mean big changes to you and your long-term financial plan. Not just running your business day-to-day, not just your cash flows, but how you pass on the business to the next generation or how you sell the business. They're changing the capital gains and a bunch of things like that. So there's a complimentary webinar tonight, 7 to 7:30. CraigJamesFinancial.com, CraigJamesFinancial.com. We are going to the signal, not the noise. We are going to the actual signal. So you can hear about other stuff elsewhere, but we want to get ahead of what may happen, Jay, in terms of what's on the table right now. This is big. We're doubling the spending of the U.S. economy in 1 to 2 bills, and so it's important to keep everything in perspective.
I tell you, you put everything into play here. Inflation is sky high. Wages flatline, you can make the case. I'm looking at Jerry Powell here. The Federal Reserve continuing to dump a lot of cash. Listen, the system's not working right now. And we got to figure it out. $3.5 trillion, endless spending. I mean, go to the pumps, go to the grocery store. We're feeling it every second of the day. I'm looking ahead for the next couple of years. I'm not looking at a very bright picture. I got to tell you, honestly, I don't see how we can get out of this. It's very bad for the middle class, the working poor. I don't understand what we're doing here. We need answers. We need some help here. It's dire on all fronts. That's the way I'm looking at it, Craig. But unless you could see it differently, we'll see what happens. But there's just no end to this stuff,
It's just a lot. I listen to the top story. The top story should be how it's going to cost you more to live your life. That should be the top story. But every half hour, you hear these news, what they chose to put in front of us. And it's making me very frustrated. But nonetheless, we're going to put out, we're not going to put on social media because we know we're going to get X out. But this is what's on the table. This is what they're talking about. And there's not a lot of discussion in the Wall Street Journal. This is in the bill. This is in the bill. You're not hearing a lot of public discussion. So a lot of it's behind closed doors. And we're doubling the spending of the U.S. economy. And it's very, if you put it that way, of course, and if I spend some money on budgeting, holy mackerel, if I'm running a business, I want to get a bill through, even 1%. There's a lot of money to something, Gavin Newsom run the recall with $70 million for a recall election. So just kind of think of the number, and then the other side at $13 million. So when you put that in perspective, of course, it's just a lot of money here. And so I think it's important for people to see what the reality is. this is a small cut of it, is that what happens to small businesses, and we'll do one on how it's going to affect people who are just working people, you know, and see where that all goes.
No question. That's anyway, tonight at 7
tonight
o'clock.
Tonight at 7:30.
7 to 7:30 tonight, right?
Yeah.
We'll be paying attention in how to get on. You go to the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Nobody does it better than Mr. Ferrantino and his great crew over there. Sir, we look forward to that, and we'll talk to you on a Friday morning. How's that?
Thank you very much, Jay. Have a great day.